Hi, this is Joe Thomas. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns.
Truly appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Football Friday. Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite college team on to victory. Get tickets to all of the biggest college bowl games of the season at primesport.com. That's primesport.com. And we got the roundtable together. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, and our good friend Nate Ulrich, you're all good friends, from the Akron Beacon Journal. But guys, thank you for being part of this. Doug, the mindset going into not just the Denver game, but the last two games, coming off of such a bitter disappointment of losing that game to Washington and the manner that this team lost it, what do you think it is? And how would you gauge the mentality of this team now?
Well, I think it's a young team, and I think that it benefits you because, you know, they're still hungry to get victories, and I think you'll see them play hard. It's just a matter of, you know, you're going against probably the best quarterback in the NFL as far as reading defenses, and you've got some changes in the secondary where it's going to be tough to disguise things, and, you know, if anybody can exploit it, it'd be Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I would say that. Scott, you've been in this locker room all week. There's a deflating sense that goes with this, but to Doug's point about youth, do you think some of the young guys I'm not going to say know better, but I mean, do they still take that approach that, hey, I've got to prove something to somebody. There's the new ownership, the new CEO. There could be more new people running this football team. You can't just play out this string.
Yeah, I think it's a double whammy. One, you have young guys, and I talk to veterans, and they say they don't know better. They don't know better not to play hard and that we're not in a playoff chase. And the second half of that is you have the veterans telling them you got to put great tape. You have to put great film together because we don't know who's going to coach or who's going to be here next year and who's evaluating. And even if you're not here, there's a 31 other teams. So these last two games are important even if the playoffs aren't attainable.
How surprised were you, Nate, about the way things did go last week, given the way this team had been playing? I mean, I think a lot of us were all sort of like, wait a minute, that wasn't what we had seen for the better part of the second half of the season. But did it take you aback a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, because I think that we all wanted to jump to the conclusion that RG3 wasn't playing, so the Browns caught a big break. Well, little did we know that Kirk Cousins was going to light it up. So, yeah, I mean, that was a surprise. And, you know, Brandon Weeden's interceptions in the third quarter, obviously, were backbreakers. And, you know, there was just so much at stake, so much on the line, so much positive energy and momentum heading into that game, you know, with the three-game winning streak.
Right.
Playoffs, somehow, this team was still mathematically alive after starting the season 0-5. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things going, but, you know, it just wasn't meant to be, and it's a young team, has a lot to learn from that experience.
Doug, I think the psyche of one guy that we'll all pay attention to, maybe the closest, is Weeden. After a performance like that, he showed great resilience coming back from that Philadelphia game against Cincinnati, but the biggest difference that I see, of course, is that there's 14 games of videotape out there that the Broncos and other opponents, of course, can look at, the Steelers can look at, too, to know a lot more about what he's all about. But how do you see him handling things?
Well, I think, you know, the key is going to be for them to stay close in the game because, you know, much like when Peyton was in Indianapolis, the philosophy was you build a lead and you turn the two defensive ends loose, Mathis and Freeney. Here it's going to be Von Miller and Numerville. So, you know, I think you can't give them the ball and give them the points where you can let these guys, you know, pin back. But by the same token, he's got to play the way Brandon Weeden, you know, feels he can play, which is, you know, let it go.
Right, let it go. And I'd like to see the urgency, the pace, the offense move faster. Mm-hmm. I just think there's a sort of a deliberate sense that I've seen in the guy, most notably in the last game and maybe some other games too. And I think he understands that you got to pick it up, especially against the defense, as Doug points out, with those pass rushers.
Well, yeah, and against a team that you know is going to score points. I mean, Denver's averaging almost 30 a game. They scored 39 times this year, I think. So you know you're going to have to score points no matter how well your defense plays. And, there's a point in that Redskins game where I thought He got, you know, they had a couple completions back to back, and you thought, here's where you got to step on the gas. And then something always went wrong. They get a penalty,
right,
or they lose yards, or then he threw a couple, you know, he threw the pick, the second pick. So you just got to kind of put those good plays back to back to back, and you're going to need a ton of them this week.
And, Nate, do you think it's just a case, though, of him internally kind of figuring out, or do different things have to be done with him, even from a game planning standpoint, from a preparation standpoint on the coaching staff? Can they tinker with much? Is your sense that it's got to come all from Brandon or from the coaching staff as well?
I think it's a mix of both of those factors. And, you know, in terms of just Brandon, yeah, roller coaster season, rookie season, and typical in a lot of ways of rookie season, even though he's 29. And I think that's just really hard for a lot of people to come to terms with. You know, I think the expectations are just thrown off a little bit because of his age. So that's certainly part of it. And he said this week, I have to play better. I just haven't played well enough to put this team in situations to win enough. He also said some things like, you know, I like to throw on the run. I like to, do some different things. And obviously, you know, there was some talk that these crossing routes are kind of to blame for this league high, I think 21 tip passes or batted down passes, right, near the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, there are some things, I think, from a coaching standpoint and from how the offense is set up that could maybe put him in some better spots, too. And I think he alluded to those this week.
I think you look at Denver, John Fox last year when he had Tebow. He catered his offense to what Tebow did.
Right.
This year he's got Peyton Manning.
It's Peyton's offense.
I think, you know, that's one of the things. You got to find out the strengths of a person and build around it.
No, that's such a great point. The round table here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We've got Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Scott, if there weren't guys like Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson in this league doing what they're doing, I think those numbers, I think what Brandon Whedon has done, despite last week and despite other points where he's not been at his best, wouldn't look as bad. It would look pretty good because he's rewriting some Browns rookie records.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Vic. And I think right now he's the seventh most yards of any rookie in the history of the NFL. But yet, the only number we ever hear about is the 17 picks.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he's getting kind of a bad rap. And you know, I read something out of Denver today that John Elway talked about how a quarterback needs time. And Peyton talked about it. Peyton threw 28 interceptions as a rookie. Elway had a bad rookie year. You need time to see defenses, and you need more than 10 or 12 games to make that decision, you know, that conclusion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen Whedon throw the ball well enough. I've seen him stand in the pocket, take shots, and I think he's smart enough that, for me, it's a no-brainer that he should get another year.
Nate, we've said this a lot of times on this show. We've said it with you guys here. We've talked about it. You've written about it. That when you're coming up against the defense that has the kind of pass rushers Denver does, and this arguably will be the best pass rushing defense the Browns will face, but even with other games earlier against Indianapolis, you run the football, and that can slow that down. But when it comes to Trent Richardson, can we see that? We see a guy, 11 touchdowns. We see a guy who's great around the goal line. What we haven't seen are those consistently dominant numbers. And here's another guy who is closing in on a Jim Brown yardage rookie record and all that, but still not the quantity of yardage that you're expecting. And to do that sort of thing, slow them down, it can't be a couple of yards a pop. It certainly can't be two carries in the second half as we saw against the Redskins.
Yeah, no, he scored 12 touchdowns this season, which is great. But, yeah, the yards per carry, I think he had 2.5 against the Redskins and 2.3 against the Chiefs. It's just been a disappointment. And, you know, the thing about the Broncos is they stopped the run and the pass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rare for a defense, I think, to be ranked in the top 10 in both of those categories, and they are. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any easier this week. And, you know, I don't think we can have any discussion with Trent Richardson without mentioning what he mentions every time we talk to him, and it is that he has played this whole season hurt, and probably the injury is worse than he's let on.
Yeah, and Doug, the O-line, because the O-line, I think, has given some pretty good openings, But those openings in the NFL, good openings in the NFL are not what good openings are when he's playing at Alabama. It's you can't drive a truck through most of the openings in the NFL.
Well, and I think sometimes we bring in the extra tight ends. We do the double tights, and we got everybody, you know, in the box. And, you know, maybe if he ran out of a single back with, split formation, you might find, you know, more running rooms where guys would have to take him on one-on-one, which, you know, I think he can win those battles. But when you got, you know, gang tackling because all the bodies are inside, it gets a little tough.
Yeah, maybe spreading things out, Scott, would be a way to go. We saw the biggest play that the Browns had last week came from a spread look, the 69-yard pass to Travis Benjamin. So to Doug's point, it could help the running. It could also help the passing game.
I agree with that. I think you have to get him out in space more. And I think this week shows with the pass rush that the Broncos have, you can't be in third and long. So they're going to have to mix it up. Throw on first down, run on third down, keep Denver off balance, because I think that's the only way you can compete or combat the strengths that they have on that defense.
You know, we expect Peyton Manning to do what he's been doing right along to allow this team to have a 9-game winning streak, Denver. And we know what a unique talent he is. As you look at this defense, Nate, that comes off of a very frustrating game against Kirk Cousins in his first rookie start and all those bootleg plays that caused problems for them, and the expectation would be that Manning isn't going to do that, but Manning just doing what Manning does, how capable do you think this defense is to deal with that?
Well, it's going to be tough because, you know, Peyton Manning's like, you know, he's an offensive coordinator on the field, and he makes all those calls, and I was talking to some of the defensive guys this week, and you know, including DaQuell Jackson, and you know, these guys say that Peyton Manning knows what the defense is going to do before the defense does it, and before some of the defensive guys really know where they're going to go, he knows where they're going to go.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, hey, that's why he's one of the reasons why he's you know, a future Hall of Famer, and he's had so much success. And you know, the guys also talk about how important it is to disguise coverages because, you know, he's able to figure everything out, and when he knows, he's unstoppable. Even when he doesn't know, even when you disguise him, he's going to give you a problem. So really, I mean, it's about as tough as it gets.
All right, good stuff, guys. We appreciate the roundtable. It's Doug Deacon, Scott Petrick, and Nate Ulrich joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
But it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force! Ohio's best choice for home security.
Is there a serious golfer on your shopping list? This holiday, give them the gift of better golf from Golf Tech. For just $199, they'll get a complete swing evaluation, a 30-minute lesson with a certified Golf Tech coach, plus a video-based practice session, all in our fully equipped indoor training bays. Make your golfer happy this holiday. Give them some game from the leader in golf improvement. Call Golf Tech Cleveland at 440-348-1757, 440-348-1757, or golftec.com/holiday.
The Harlem Globetrotters will bring the ultimate in sports entertainment to Cleveland on December 27th at 7 p.m. For the first time ever, the Globetrotters will let fans rewrite the rules of the game. Two basketballs? Double the points? A penalty box? You decide. You and your family will remember this Globetrotters game forever. See the world's most famous team live at Quicken Loans Arena on Thursday, December 27th. Buy your tickets today at theqarena.com and vote for your favorite rule at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve steps, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Hi, this is DeQuell Jackson. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here with you on a football Friday. And we're going to go to your comments and questions, the Ask Vic portion of the show driven by Liberty Ford, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Really had a lot of emails this week, a high number of emails, in fact, and we'll deal with a couple of those right now. This is from Craig via email. He says, Vic, perhaps I'm not seeing it, but I don't see Brandon Whedon make any audibles at the line of scrimmage. Is this the coaching staff not allowing him to audible, or am I just missing it? Seems like it would be very helpful when the defenses are stacking the box and we have a run play called. Yes, audible and change plays like any quarterback can. And I don't know the frequency with which he does that. I would submit that there are probably things that he doesn't see as a first-year player, as a rookie, and even an older rookie that he's not seeing. And, you know, we talked about this during the roundtable as well. The learning process for him is as much as anyone else, more so. That's not an excuse. When he does see things that need to be adjusted, then he's got to do that. You know, it's up to him to make those adjustments. You know, you can't just simply rely on the, you know, your ability as a team, as a quarterback, and your teammates or whatever, to overcome a bad matchup defensively when the other team is, like you say, stacking things and so forth. But keep in mind, I mean, most opponents are going to are doing just that. They're going to play the Browns to take the runaway. They are going to play with defense with a mindset of taking away the greatest strength of what this offense is, and that is Trent Richardson. That is his ability to do special things, and he's going to be less special when he's running into a lot of bodies, and that is how they've packed it in. You heard Doug Deacon again talk about that just a short while ago on this show. So I would say that with experience, he will do more, Whedon, with maybe changing plays. But this is not, I mean, I think by structure, by design, you know, this offense won't at all be confused with what, for instance, a Peyton Manning does with the Broncos or a Tom Brady does with the Patriots. A lot of changes at the line of scrimmage, particularly, we know, with Manning's offense. All right, we want to thank Hanford Dixon and Jabal Sheard. Want to thank Jameer Howerton and Doug Deacon. Want to thank Scott Petrick and Ulrich and Drew Boatner. And want to thank our producer tonight, Emmett Golden. And wish you all have a great weekend and a tremendous Christmas. Won't be with you again until the middle of next week. So the day after Christmas, we will be back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.